Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Saturday, May 21st, 2022. Today he is talking about the impossibility of separation from Mother, Father, God. Without even one of you, Source would be incomplete. We are, as we keep reminding you, very, very close to your collective awakening. Therefore, it is essential that you maintain your daily practice of setting the intent to be only loving whatever arises during the day, and to open your hearts as channels or conduits, thus allowing and inviting Mother, Father, God to direct their immense energy of love through each and every one of you to each and every human, without any exceptions whatever, to bring your collective awakening to its most magnificent moment of fruition. The plan has been set, the now moment has been chosen, so continue to do your parts extremely consciously and conscientiously as you do celebrate. Your awakening is inevitable, so celebration is utterly and completely appropriate. It intensifies the awakening energy flow and arouses joy in all who are awakening. Yes, to awaken is a free will choice that each individual must make, and therefore everyone will. However, some may choose to delay that choice, and how long they choose to spend in delay mode is again a free will choice. Nevertheless, the few who do choose to delay their awakening will not delay humanity's collective awakening, which is a done deal that will happen at precisely the now moment that our loving Mother, Father, God has decided upon. All is extremely well, because humanity has chosen a collective awakening, and that choice is now being put into effect. To awaken is to know yourselves as one with Mother, Father, God. It is a totally conscious awareness of your individual creative abilities and of your inseparability from, integration with, and completely harmonious cooperation with God in the ongoing creative undertaking that is love eternally and most joyfully expanding and extending itself. You are all eternally devoted and intimate aspects or facets of Source, constantly co-creating with her, in joyful harmony, the infinite rapture that is your true state of being. Here in the non-physical realms, reality, we are becoming increasingly excited as your most magnificent moment of awakening approaches rapidly to usher you into your natural state of full conscious awareness from which you have never, even for one picosecond, been separated. There is nowhere to which you could be separated because there is only reality, the infinitely expansive presence of Mother, Father, God, or whatever label you choose to use to refer to the unnameable. You are the unnameable, insofar as you are eternally one with it. You have just lost your awareness of this, your true nature. We are now enthralled in every moment as we watch and observe your irreversible progress towards actualization of the dissolution of the dream nightmare that has seemingly, for eons, been shrouding, camouflaging, or veiling you from you. You, the being in physical form, being the infinitesimal egoic aspect or feature of your true self, that makes it possible for you to apparently experience separation and believe it to be real. The time has come for the nightmare of suffering, hatred, conflict, blame, and condemnation of one another to cease permanently as all hearts open to invite love in, and as it enters each one of them, to rejoice and to relax into its loving embrace as you collectively awaken. Love, as you have been reminded so many times, is all. Therefore, each individual one of you is also all, because there is absolutely no possibility of separation from that which is all. You, each seemingly individual human who has ever existed, exists now, or will ever exist, is an essential, intimate, conjoined, and most highly cherished aspect of or partner with Source. Without even one of you, Source would be incomplete, and Source is undeniably and unambiguously complete perfection, eternally embracing all that exists. You, all sentient life. No matter how powerfully your individual or collective ego attempts to be separate, independent from Source, it will always fail because truly the ego is powerless. It is a tiny, weak, and fearful aspect of an individual group of individuals, sometimes billions, expressing vast amounts of bluster and bravado that instantly dissolve when confronted with truth. Confront your egos, gently and compassionately, with the truth that there is only the one from which none can ever be separated for even an instant, so that they can accept your offer to lovingly and compassionately reintegrate them with the one that you are. There will be an enormous sense of joy when this reintegration occurs and you know yourselves once again as you truly are, eternally one with Mother, Father, God. As I said above, your oneness with Source, your eternal connection to Source, has never been broken or interrupted for even the shortest instant, because that is totally impossible, Source being one and containing all. Therefore, let go of and release any remaining doubts about the authenticity and actuality of reality, Mother, Father, God, Love, Source, to which you may still be clinging, as they are a drain on your energy fields and do not serve you in any way. God is, love is, and so are you, eternally. With so very much love, Source.